Welcome to the Oldie Podcast. This is from our literary lunch with guest speakers recorded on the 23rd of January 2024 and kindly sponsored by Charles Stanley Wealth Managers. Our lunches are held monthly. Details and how to book can be found in our magazine and on the website www.theoldie.co.uk.
Our next speaker is one of our greatest writers and biographers, who can be said to have reinvented the biographical form. Roger Lewis and his biographies of Charles Vautrey, Anthony Burgess, and Laurence Olivier wrote extremely original biographies. His book on Peter Sellers was made into the film The Life and Death of Peter Sellers. And he had a bestseller with his absolutely fantastic comic classic mocking seasonal Round Robins, Seasonal Suicide Notes a few years ago. He's a regular contributor to the Oldie, a great friend of the Oldie, and our former TV critic, and he has now continued this reinvention of the biographical form in his latest book, Erotic Vagrancy, Everything About Rich Burton and Elizabeth Taylor. Ladies and gentlemen, Roger Lewis.
Well, it's great pleasure to be here amongst what Barry Humphries used to call the circus folk. But it is the case. I was indeed the TV critic for the Oldie, but I had to pack it in doing this column because basically there was nothing I wanted to watch. It was all just DIY, gardening, cakes, quizzes, police procedural dramas, nothing I wanted to watch. But so I ended up just watching old films. And there's a channel up which I do watch called Talking Pictures. And I just watched that the whole time. And anyway, this book that I've just finished, it's come out, took me 13 years to do, about Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor. And that began when I was quite ill all those years ago. I had something called pancreatitis, and I was very feverish, and it was very hallucinatory. And during that period, I was watching Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor movies, and it sort of suited my mood, because these are the overheated, feverish, mad films they made in the 60s and the 70s. And I thought, well, I'd like to write about how all this felt to be watching these films, which were critical disasters, even though they were paid huge amounts of money to be in these films. So that's how the book began, and I pitched it to the publisher as Roland Barthes meets the Wolfman. And they sort of went for that. I was paid an advance, which was significantly less than the one I had for the Peter Sellers book back in the 1980s. So my career as a writer, I've sort of worked myself up from nothing to a state of absolute poverty. a friend of ours who's an editor at the Daily Mail, he sent me a photograph of my book piled high in Waterstones, Kensington, at half price. So we'd all be falling over copies in the remainder shops soon enough. But anyway, it's the feverishness of Burton and Taylor, which I loved and tried to evoke in my writing. And there were loads of DVDs to find, all these things no one had seen for years. Taming of the Shrew was one of them. Under Milkwood, they made a version of that. Some Tennessee Williams films they made. And I thought that their mad movies reflected their mad lives, because they were paid huge money, millions they were getting. They were living in Switzerland, so weren't paying any tax on any of these great fortunes Hollywood was sending their way. And it was all this money. Money became tremendously important to them, and they spent it conspicuously on diamonds, private jets, hotel suites. They'd take over an entire floor so that they wouldn't have neighbors around them. Before they bought their private jet, if they were flying somewhere, they would buy all the first class seats in so they'd have the cabin to themselves on the jet. So huge money around, and fur coats. And then Elizabeth Taylor's 40th birthday party in communist Budapest in 1972. It was this wonderful decadent party. And in my book, I describe it as being a bit like the Emperor Bokassa's coronation, which was another sort of crazy thing that was going on at that time. And the publishers actually wanted me to cut that, because they thought, you know, I couldn't be disparaging to African people. And I said, what, even when they keep severed heads in the fridge? So, anyway, we managed to get that past the woke police. Anyway, the book began in illness and it ended in illness too, because last February I crashed to the ground with a heart attack. Air ambulance took me off, and the whole touch and go works and everything else. So the book literally nearly killed me. Maureen Lipman said, make bullet points and breathe. That was my advice when I said I was coming to talk to you today. So I'll just finish with one of my favourite Richard Burton stories, which was someone said to him in America, oh, are you Celtic? And he said, it's pronounced Celtic, you sunt. Jewelry and a love of horses and an entourage and private jets and private yachts and everything. And it's a short step, really, from Elizabeth Taylor to Queen Elizabeth II, which is, of course, Robert's great field. So, right. I'll hand over.
Thank you so much, Roger. Thank God the Lord saved you. You're marvellous book and for you to be here today.
You have been listening to the Oldie Podcast. Please share this episode. Look out for the Oldie Magazine subscription offer on our website, www.theoldie.co.uk. Thank you and good luck.